The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are up to Simin Tzadi Zayin, Sif Yud. We are discussing the laws of Kiddush Levana. And now, the Kitzur is going to tell us when is the proper time for the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, tells us, Kol HaMevarech Al HaChodesh Bizmano, anyone who makes the bracha on the new month in the proper time, Ki'ilu Mekabel Pinei Hashchina, it's as if he's welcoming the face of the Divine Presence. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is a very important mitzvah, but it must be done in the proper time. So the first thing to discuss is what is the earliest time for Kiddush Levana. So the Kitzur tells us, Ein Mekachin Osa, we do not sanctify the new moon, Ad Sheyavru Aleha L'Kol HaPachos Shlosha Yomim Min HaMolad. There has to have been at least 3 days that passed from the Molad. Now we're going to explain what the Molad is momentarily. Let's just read the drop further. V'yesh mamtinin ad shiva yamim. And there are those that wait 7 days after the Molad. Now we have to describe what the Molad is, and with this we will have a little bit of astronomical background. Every month, the moon moves around the earth. Now, while it is going around, there will be one instant at which the moon would be right in between the earth and the sun. At that time, the earth would be facing the dark side of the moon, because the light side of the moon is totally away from planet Earth. Now, in truth, for about 24 hours before that time, the moon was already not visible from any point on the Earth, and for about another 24 hours after that time, the moon will also not be visible from any point on the Earth. Now, this instant, when this occurs, is known as the Molad. The Molad, from the word Leida, as in birth, is implying it's the birth of a new moon. In Halacha, we consider the Molad to be the official beginning and ending point of the cycle of the moons going around the Earth. Now, this Molad is what they announce in Shul when they say Berachas HaChodesh. They say the Molad will be, and they say the exact time. In truth, anyone can calculate the Molad if they know any other Molad in history, because there's a precise time frame between one Molad and the next. It never changes. To be more specific, the cycle of the moon is 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and 3 1/3 seconds. So if you would know the time of a Molad, you can add this amount, and then you would know the Molad of the following month. Now, there's one more aspect that we have to be aware of about the Molad, is that is whenever Halacha speaks about it, they don't refer to it in terms of how many minutes or how many seconds, but they refer to it in terms of how many chalakim. A chalak literally means a part. So, an hour, instead of being divided into 60 minutes, is divided into equal parts. There would be 1,080 equal parts in every hour. Another way of saying this is, in every minute, there would be 18 chalakim. Again, an hour would have 1,080 chalakim. A minute would have 18 chalakim. Now, it's usually easier to deal with the molad in terms of halakim than in terms of minutes, since the time frame would have to be divisible by 1/3 of a second. If you divide it into halakim, it allows you to speak in whole numbers. So, practically speaking, the way it's expressed in halakha is that the distinction, the difference between one molad and the next would be 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Now, why do they specifically divide it into this number of 1,080? So, it's a very convenient number to use because it is divisible by so many numbers. In fact, 1,080 is the smallest number which is divisible by 9 out of the smallest 10 numbers. So it is a convenient number to use when calculating the molad. So now, when we're discussing when to do Kiddush Levana, so the Kitzur tells us that we would have to wait a minimum of 3 days from the time of the molad, which means that 3 24-hour periods, we'd have to count 72 hours from the exact moment of the molad, and after that point, we would be allowed to say Kiddush Levana. The other opinion is that you'd have to wait 7 days, which means once you calculate the molad, you wait a full week afterwards, and then you'd be allowed to say Kiddush Levana. Now, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the more lenient opinion, that is, that you are allowed to say Kiddush Levana after 3 days, 3 24-hour periods after the molad. But most Svaradim paskin like the opinion that says that you have to wait 7 days. Now, what would happen if someone accidentally did Kiddush Levana before 3 days has passed from the molad? So, there are some Rishonim that hold that you are allowed to do Kiddush Levana before 3 days. We don't paskin that way. But since there is an opinion that says that you were Yotze, you may not go back and repeat the bracha later on, but rather, what the post can recommend is that find someone else who is going to make the bracha and ask him to have you in mind in his bracha of Kiddush Levana, so that in case you were not Yotze previously, you can fulfill your obligation now. So the Kitzur goes on and says, "Ukishachol Motzei Shabbos Kodim Shiva Yomim." If Motzei Shabbos falls out before the 7 days are up, Ein Lahamtin, then you should not wait. Now, this is for the opinion that says that you need to wait 7 days. If Motzei Shabbos falls out earlier, so you should not wait until 7 days. Ela Yikatshua b'Motzei Shabbos. But rather, you should do Kiddush Levana right away in Motzei Shabbos. Now, obviously, this means when Motzei Shabbos falls out after 3 days since the molad. But before 3 days, you certainly cannot do Kiddush Levana. Now, not everyone agrees with this position of the Kitzur. In fact, in the Kaf HaChaim, he brings down that one should wait 7 complete days, even if it means missing Motzei Shabbos. It is brought down that the Chasam Sofer also waited a complete 7 days, and he would not do so earlier again, even if it meant missing Motzei Shabbos. Okay, so this is as far as the earliest time to say Kiddush Levana. Now, of course, we try to always run and do a mitzvah at the earliest opportunity. But sometimes a person doesn't have a chance to do so. Or, perhaps the skies were cloudy when the moon first appeared. So we need to know, what is the latest time to do Kiddush Levana? Now remember, the point here is that you can only make the bracha on the moon when it is considered a new moon. So how long must it be? So how long can it be that we still refer to the moon as being new. So the Kitzur tells us, Ve'ein mekachinosa ela ad chatzi choftes yudbeis tash tzag. Now this is the number that we mentioned before, and this requires some explanation. Choftes is referring to 29 days. Yudbeis is referring to 12 hours. Tafshin tzadi gimel is referring to 793 chalakim. This is the number that we said, which is the astronomical length of a month. Meaning, from one molar to the next is this amount of time. So, the Kitzur tells us that you can do Kiddush Havana up until half that time. Meaning, once half that time is already passed, we can no longer consider it as if it is a new moon. So that's what he explains afterwards. Shehu yud dalid me'es la'es. It means 14 days from the precise time of the molad. V'yud ches sha'os, in 18 hours. V'chaf beis minuten, 22 minutes min ha-molad, from the exact time of the molad. Now, it sounds from the Kitzur that one may not do Kiddush Levana after this point. However, many poskim argue in this, and they say that it is permitted to do Kiddush Levana up until 15 complete days from the molad. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down that l'chachila, of course, it should be done bismano, meaning up until this amount of half of 29, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. However, b'di'avet, if one failed to do so, then they can still rely on the opinion that says 15 days, and they'd be allowed to say Kiddush Levana with a bracha, with the Shema Malchus. Now, there is an opinion that says that really you would be allowed to do Kiddush Levana up until the 16th day since the Molad. Now, we certainly do not paskin like that, but because such an opinion exists, if b'di'eved someone did not do Kiddush Levana before then, and now it is the night of the 16th, then they should say Kiddush Levana without the name of Hashem. However, any later than this, certainly Kiddush Levana should not be done at all. Now, there were very extreme situations in which Poskim allowed people to say Kiddush Levana even on the night of the 16th with a bracha. And it is brought down in the tshuva from the Chasam Sofer that in 1830, there was a cholera epidemic in Krakow, and people were very distraught over it. And under those circumstances, the Chasam Sofer told them that they could do Kiddush Levana even on the night of the 16th, in order that people would not be more pained over the fact that they missed Kiddush Levana, because their emotional state had a big impact on their chances of survival. Now, of course, we cannot draw conclusions from this extreme case to normal circumstances. It is well known, for example, how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter encouraged people to eat on Yom Kippur during an epidemic in order that they should have the strength to survive the disease. So here, too, we cannot conclude that under other circumstances, it would be permissible to say a bracha on the night of the 16th. But there are other tshuvas which do say that under extenuating circumstances, even when there's not an epidemic, it would be permissible to make a bracha on the night of the 16th. But again, this is not the mainstream view in halacha. And therefore, what we could do is, if someone did not make a bracha earlier, they should say Kiddush Havana without the Shema Malchus. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kiddush Havana is something that is supposed to be done in a state of happiness. Therefore, the Kitzur tells us, Ein lekatsha kodem Tisha B'Av. One cannot do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av. The reason is, during this time period, we are considered to be in a state of mourning. It's not appropriate to do Kiddush Levana then. Now the Be'er Heitiv brings down, in the name of the Arizal, that we should bedafka do Kiddush Levana on Motsoi Tisha B'Av. We should do it on the night of the 10th of Av. Why? Because that is the time that David HaMelech was born, and it is a propitious time for rebirth, which is what the new moon represents to the Jewish nation. So even though Motsoi Tisha B'Av still has an element of avelos, of mourning in it, nevertheless, this is the appropriate time to do Kiddush Levana. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that one must be certain to eat before saying Kiddush Levana. It cannot be done in a state of fasting, and he should also put on his shoes. It's inappropriate to do Kiddush Levana while barefoot. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has paskined that this applies even for one who's wearing slippers. They should switch their slippers to regular shoes before saying Kiddush Levana on Lel Tisha B'Av. Now, the Shaar Tzion points out that if someone has an opportunity on Motsoi Tisha B'Av to say Kiddush Levana with a minyan, and if he waits until he goes home and eats, then he will not be able to say it with a minyan. He's better off saying Kiddush Levana before breaking his fast, because this way he'll be able to say it with a minyan. Now, it is brought down that the minhag of the Vilna Gaon was to say Kiddush Levana even before Tisha B'Av, because we have a principle that when there's a mitzvah that comes to your hand, we don't postpone, we don't push it off at all. Now, those people who do follow this minhag of saying Kiddush Levana during the 9 days, if they normally sing the song Tovim Me'oros at Kiddush Levana, so then they would be allowed to do so then as well. However, if they have the custom of dancing, it is not allowed during the 9 days. Again, this is for those people who have the minhag of saying Kiddush Levana even before Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, since Thursday night is so close to Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, in that case, they're better off waiting until Motzei Shabbos before saying Kiddush Levana. So now the Kitzur continues and says, V'chein, likewise, Kishahu Avel, when one is, God forbid, a mourner, they would also not be allowed to say Kiddush Levana. Elohim Kain, Lo Yashlim Ave Luso, Achiyu Asara, Me'es Le'es Min Hamola. Unless his state of Avelus, meaning the Shiva period, would not be completed until 10 days, meaning 10 24-hour periods from the time of the Molad. Because if that would happen, then Oz Yekatsha Bimei Evlo, so then he should do Kiddush Levana even while he is sitting Shiva. So the Mishnah Berurah says that for the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana, he would be allowed to leave his home, even though he's sitting Shiva. However, the poskim say that he should not say Kiddush Levana with a minyan. Additionally, one should not wish the Avel a Shalom Aleichem, and he should not wish Shalom Aleichem to others. Now, in the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kilochasa, they quote from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that the Avel is only allowed to say the Bracha and not the other Prakim of Tehillim and Tefillahs that go along with it. But in the third volume of the Shmirah Shabbos Kilochasa, It seems that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach felt otherwise in the matter, and there he suggested that it could be it's considered as the normal procedure of the mitzvah. It's not something special, because he says it every Kehillah Shavana, in which case it could be he is allowed to say it even though he is in a state of avelus. So now the Kitzur says this halacha that we mentioned before, ve'ein l'kasha kishu b'tainis achiyita mikodem. One should not do Kehillah Shavana while he's in a state of fasting until he tastes something beforehand. So we mentioned this in regard to Tisha B'Av. But the truth is, the same thing would apply regarding Asara B'Tavis, because there too, one would be allowed to say Kehillah Shavana on the night of the 11th of Tavis, but he would have to make sure to eat something first. So how about Yom Kippur? So he proceeds and tells us, Omiko Makam B'Motzei Yom HaKippurim, on the night following Yom Kippur, Kevan Sha'oz Yotzim Beis HaKnesses B'Simcha Al Mechilas Ravonos, since everyone is leaving the shul in a state of happiness, based on the fact that their sins were forgiven, to the fact that they are still fasting, is not an expression of sadness. And therefore, Mekachin Osam Miyad, they could do Kehillah Shavana immediately, and they do not have to wait until they break their fast. Now there's a Machlokes HaPoskim, whether one should wait until Motzei Yom Kippur. Some say that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it is inappropriate to do Kehillah Shavana, because of the fear of the judgment. How can they carry out a mitzvah which involves simcha? But others say Yudavka should do it during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because this way this mitzvah can serve as an additional merit during the days of judgment. Now the implication of the Mishnah Berurah is that on Motzei Yom Kippur it would be permissible to do Kiddush Levana even though he's not wearing shoes yet. However, there are poskim who argue and say that it would be necessary to put on shoes before doing Kiddush Levana.
Halacha Yud Beis. Ein Likatsha, one may not do the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana lo below Shabbos, v'lo below Yom Tov, neither on Friday night nor on the night of Yom Tov. Now, the primary reason for this is based on Kabbalah. However, the Shaar HaTzion points out that one reason that we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yom Tov is because we're concerned that we're going to end up dancing. And it is also to dance on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And even though dancing for the purpose of a mitzvah is mutter, as we do on Simchas Torah, but over here, since it's possible to postpone it until after Shabbos, we should not be lenient. Now the Minchas Yitzchak brings another reason why we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos, is because a concern that someone will come to carry a siddur into a Rishus HaRabim, into a public domain. Now based on this, it should be mutter to do Kiddush Levana on Yom Tov. However, the halacha is that on both Shabbos and Yom Tov, l'chatchila, one should not do Kiddush Levana. But the Kitzur goes on, ela b'shas adchak, except under pressing circumstances, kishe b'motzoi Shabbos yavar hazman, such as when if they wait until after Shabbos or Yom Tov is over, then the time will pass, and they will no longer be allowed to say Kiddush Levana. So under those circumstances, one would be allowed to say Kiddush Levana even on Shabbos. Now, when they are doing Kiddush Levana on Lel Shabbos or Yom Tov, l'chatchila they should try to do Kiddush Levana before davening Ma'ariv. Now this is in contrast to other times where the Kitzur is going to tell us a little bit later on that you are normally supposed to daven Ma'ariv first. In any case, this is not Ma'akev, this is only a din l'chatchila. But if, let's say for example,
the moon was not visible at the beginning of the night, they could daven Ma'ariv first, and then do Kiddush Levana after Ma'ariv.
Lacha Yud Gimel. Suma Mutar Lekatsha. Someone who is blind is permitted to do Kiddush Levana. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if a blind person cannot benefit from the view of the moon, still the bracha was established on the moon's general benefit to the world. Moreover, there is pleasure that a blind person could get from the moon from the fact that other people can now see with the moon's light, and they can thereby tell him which way to go. Nevertheless, the Be'er Halacha says that it is preferable for someone who is blind to ask someone else to be motzi him in the bracha. Halacha Yud Dalid. Im halavana zarachas betchilas halayla kodem sheheschilo lispalo mariv. If the moon is apparent at the beginning of the night, before they start davening mariv, im yesh od zman eza leilas lekadsho, if there are other nights on which one can do Kiddush Levana, if for some reason he cannot do it tonight, then mispalin chila mairiv, then first you daven mairiv, v'achakach mikatshenosa, and afterwards you do Kiddush Levana. Mishum de tader v'she'ena tader, tader kodem. Because we have a principle that whenever we have a conflict between two mitzvahs, the rule is the mitzvah which is more frequent takes precedence. So over here, Ma'ariv is said more often than Kiddush Levana, and therefore Ma'ariv should be done first. V'od, and for a second reason, the Kriya Shema Havi Deraisa, because Ma'ariv includes Sein Shema, which is Minat Torah. Aval im ein odzman rak beis o gimel leilas. Let's say there will only be another two or three nights left. Bizman katsar kazeh yesh lachush. With such a short amount of time left, there is room for concern. Shema tischase be'avim. Then maybe the clouds will be covering the sky, and in which case he should say kiddush levana before mariv. And during the rainy season, gam kishyesh odzman dalulaylas. Even if there's another four nights left afterwards, yesh lochosh lakisoy ananim, we should be concerned about the covering of the clouds. V'yesh lahakdim kiddush levana, and we should do kiddush levana before davening mariv. V'im nirasa halavana be'esha omen kriyashma berchaseha, and if the moon appears at a time that they are saying Shema or the brachas, im hazman mitzumtzum kokach, if it is very tight for time, shebaot sheyigmaru tefilas shmoneh esrei yavar zman kiddusha, in a way that by the time they finish saying shmoneh esrei they will have missed the opportunity to say kiddush levana because it was so late in the month, yecholin lahafsik afilo be'emtza brachas kriya Shema. They would be allowed to interrupt even in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema, or be'emsa Kriya Shema, even in the middle of Shema itself, l'kadesh asa, in order to do Kiddush Levana. Ach im efshar, however, if it is possible, yigmaru es haperek, they should at least finish the section that they're doing, l'kacha bein haprokim, so that in between the paragraphs they would do Kiddush Levana. Again, this is only for extreme circumstances where, by the time they finish Shmoneh Esrei, they would not be able to do it anymore. Halacha Tesvav. In Bechodesh Adar, lo nirasa halavana, ad leo yudalid. If in the month of Adar, the moon could not be seen until the night of the 14th, shehuz man kriyas ha-Megillah, that's the time of Megillah reading, yikatshu tchilas halavana, v'yachakach yikru es ha-Megillah, they should first do Kiddush Levana, and afterwards they should read the Megillah. V'im nirasa be'emtzer kriyas Megillah, and let's say they're in the middle of reading the Megillah, and now finally the moon shows up,
Imu bisman she gam la achar shigmos akriya ochus lakacha. If it's a situation in which after they finish Kriyas Megillah, they will still have time to do Kiddush Levana. Ein mafsikin be'emtsa Kriyas Megillah. Then they may not interrupt in the middle of the Megillah reading. They should wait till afterwards. Aval im achig meruas Megillah yavas mana. But if after they finish the Megillah, the time will pass. Azai, then the halacha is im kolakahal adayin lo kitchuasa. If the entire congregation has not yet sanctified the moon, Yafsiko lekadishasa, then they should interrupt the Megillah reading in order to do Kiddush Levana. Fiachakach yigmuru asa Megillah, and afterwards they should complete the Megillah. Aval imrak yochid lo kiddushasa. Let's say it's only an individual who did not do Kiddush Levana. Shem yafsik lekadisha yitzdarech achakach ligmuru asa Megillah biyachidus, so that if he interrupts the Megillah reading to do Kiddush Levana, then afterwards he's going to have to read the Megillah by himself. Lo yafsik, he should not interrupt, even though he's going to miss out on Kiddush Levana. Mishum der presume nisa adif, because the mitzvah of publicizing the miracle of the Megillah story takes precedence over Kiddush Levana.